Hello everyone, and welcome back. I'm Rami, your favorite host to learn about health in a fun way. Today's episode is special. We have Lith Greenslade. Lith is the founder of Just Actions, which works with innovators from the public, private, and not-for-profit sectors to advance 10 mutually reinforcing, measurable goals with the power to accelerate progress to a more just world rapidly, sustainably, and irreversibly. Yes, I know, incredible stuff. So flagship Just Actions initiatives include the Every Breath Counts Coalition, The Missing Piece, Why Continued Neglect of Pneumonia Threatens the Achievement of Health Goals, the Motherhood Plus Public Power Index, and the hashtag KnowHerName campaign. She's also a close friend to us from the Global Forum on Childhood Pneumonia, which took place last January 2020 before all of this pandemic mess. So, Lith, hello and welcome.
Hi, good to be with you, Rami.
So, a lot of us on the team really look up to you. And to a certain extent, we just wonder, how would you describe yourself? A philanthropist, a social entrepreneur, a world health leader, someone with marvelous organizational skills and a remarkable personality? Tell us.
Well, none of those things, actually, although they sound very nice. I think of myself as a fighter for justice. The word justice is really important to me, and that's why it's in the title of my organization, Just Actions, Just for Justice. So I, wherever I can, try to fight for justice. Justice to me means, if you think about this world, none of us really plan where we're going to be born or what kind of family we're going to be born into. None of us select that. It's not a choice. And as a result, you have some people born into a very comfortable life and others born into exactly the opposite. That's an injustice. I think that's life's most fundamental injustice. So everything I do is trying to, if you like, correct life's lottery and introduce justice so that everyone, no matter what the circumstances of their birth or their childhood, has an equal chance at fulfilling their true potential. Because at a very basic level, I believe everyone is fundamentally equal and everyone has the same potential to profoundly change the world if they're free to do so.
You know, that's really lovely that everybody has the equal potential to do not just good, but also inspire others. And so what essentially inspired you to start Just Actions? Is it more personal or is it the deep belief that fundamentally everybody is equal and that's that?
I started Just Actions after working for a long time for other organizations. I worked in government for a politician in Australia, which is where I'm originally from. I worked for the United Nations. I've worked with companies. I've worked with NGOs. I've worked with universities. And in every step of the way, I was sort of frustrated at large institutions and how they often tie up good people in string and they can't actually act. So I wanted to create a small institution of my own that could pick and choose not just the issues to work on, but the people to work with. Because I really believe that if you work with the right people, it's people really rather than institutions that make change. And I wanted the freedom to be able to pick and choose who I worked with and what I worked on.
And so with that, one of the issues that you have chosen to focus on and dedicate your time to is childhood pneumonia, right? And on the website of Every Breath Counts, one of the things that you can find is, stopping pneumonia isn't about luck, it's about action, right? And so could you tell us about the hashtag of Stop Pneumonia? So why and when did it start? And why should people be paying attention to it?
We started this effort to focus on pneumonia a decade ago. We've been at this 10 years. And the reason we did it is that still most people don't know. Most young people don't know. Pneumonia is the largest killer of young people, not just children under 5, but everyone under 24 years.
Wow.
Pneumonia kills more young people than HIV/AIDS, than malaria, than tuberculosis, then traffic accidents, then most of the other things you've heard about. Pneumonia kills more young people, but we have not been focusing on that. We have not created mass movements to target that. And all of this is prior to COVID-19. So we were not, as a world, really mobilized to fight the leading killer of young people, which is still shocking to me when I say that.
Which is very shocking.
Along comes COVID-19, and suddenly everyone's talking about pneumonia and respiratory infections because people that die from COVID, usually it's pneumonia that kills them. So for the first time, we have the world focused on this issue. But Rami, it took us a decade and a tragedy like COVID-19 to get people to wake up.
So why exactly do you think, you know, some of these global health challenges that are very pressing are very absent from not just the lives of the people, but also from these international agendas?
It's all about power, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You would think that what powerful organizations do is they would look at the things that are killing people, particularly killing young people, because young people are the future of every nation on this planet. Young people are the future. You would think everyone from governments up to UN agencies would look and see those things that are killing young people and say, okay, this is our to-do list. We have to fight ABC because these are the top three killers of young people and put all our effort into that. But that's not the way it works. Mm. You know, let's be honest. Sometimes people focus on certain diseases because we have leading philanthropists or leading agencies that can raise the most money that way.
Yeah.
So if they can get more money from donors for a particular issue, that's what they focus on.
And so with that, one of the things that I've noticed oftentimes is that, you know, you want kind of the focus of the agenda to almost be attractive, right? There's a certain level of attractiveness to, for example, you know, when you talk about, for example, HIV/AIDS, you can look back at Freddie Mercury in one of the concerts and kind of what that did to the campaign against AIDS. And so how does that feature into not just the conversations between people about these, you know, pressing global health issues, but also, you know, across the agendas? Why does that feature so strongly into also the idea of what we should be focusing on beyond, you know, how it also generates money by itself?
You need to speak with a loud voice, no question, in global health. But people need to mobilize, and the ones that speak the loudest often get the most attention. I have to take my hat off to the gay community. HIV/AIDS, they've made great progress in HIV/AIDS. They are not anywhere near done yet.
Yeah.
But a lot of the progress has been achieved because of people like Freddie Mercury and other AIDS activists. They really wrote the book, the playbook on global health activism. And they've done the gay community has done a fantastic job at putting that issue onto the global agenda. But if you look at who in the beginning did HIV/AIDS affect, adult men, it's not so much that way anymore in Africa. It's young girls that actually are now the focus. But at the beginning, it was active adult men who stood up in the US, in Europe, everywhere to say enough is enough. We need to fight AIDS. But when you look at pneumonia, it's children and the elderly who are disproportionately affected. It's not adults, you know, it's not working age adults. So how do we get these children and youth and the elderly to join forces?
That's why I love
Generations for Health, because you nailed it. You are looking at bridging the divide across the generations, and that's what's needed in pneumonia.
Wow. We really appreciate your your support. And really for that, you know, the issue is exactly that, right? Bringing all generations together in order to fight the most pressing global health issues. And you said it yourself that pneumonia is the leading kind of cause of killer, not just for children under the age of 5, but also for under the age of 24, right? And so, you know, there's a lot of statistics that people can be really shocked about childhood pneumonia. And, you know, on November 12th, it's going to be World Pneumonia Day, right? And if there is something to be centered around that, you know, some way to empower the youth to be not just more conscious about it, but also more proactive, right? Similar to what we had been saying, you know, that the gears need to turn, like action needs to be taken. What do you think are some of the ways for the youth to become more involved, to become more proactive in the combating against childhood pneumonia?
Well, one thing they can do this year on November 12th is we have a new campaign called Pneumolite. Hashtag NumoLight. More than 220 buildings, iconic buildings all over the world, are going to light up blue on the evening of November 12th. So you can go onto Twitter or any of the social media platforms, Facebook, and find, if you do hashtag NumoLight, you can find the buildings. We're just starting to really ramp it up. So people will be taking photographs of these buildings, and they're all they're in every continent, and then uploading them to whatever platform they like, Instagram, whatever they like. And if young people could be mobilized to get out wearing their masks, social distancing, and take photos of these blue buildings, it's going to be a massive display of global solidarity, for not just for pneumonia, but for COVID-19.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is get everyone, and I think young people who are so brilliant with their phones and their cameras are really going to power this campaign. Take pictures. Have a look in your country and see what's lighting up. If you're not in that city, text someone, message someone, go take a photo and upload it. So we're going to absolutely, there's been an orchestra of blue buildings.
There's going to be an orchestra of blue buildings all across the world. So if you heard this message, please either take the photo yourself or, you know, message somebody. Just make them take that photo. Put this issue not just on social media, right, but at the forefront of people's minds, especially on November 12th. And so the idea behind this, Lith, is it just to raise awareness about it? But, you know, what's the end goal of somebody taking a photo of this? What does that lead to? Or what's the hope that would lead to?
So the first thing is definitely awareness, because we know that people don't know that pneumonia is the leading threat to young people. It's also the leading infectious killer across the lifespan. And then when you add the COVID-19 deaths, you know, I have to give you a number here.
Yeah.
By the end of this year, so for 2020, the forecasts say that there'll be 2 million people will have died from COVID-19. Yeah. 2 million, that's all over the world. Now, when you add that number on top of the number that's already, people already dying of pneumonia from other causes, that's 2.5 million. So when you add these two numbers together, we're talking 4.5 million deaths.
Whoa.
So we need people to understand that this right now, in terms of global health, is our number one struggle, is pneumonia deaths from COVID-19 and other causes. So awareness is our first goal. And then we want to put the pressure on the powers that be. We want all those people out there, including young people, to demand of their governments that they have a plan to control pneumonia within their borders, not just COVID-19, but all the other causes of pneumonia. So it's pressure on governments, because governments are the ones that really have to lead here.
And so, you know, when one of the things that you had been working on earlier was Gavi, which is one of the largest kind of private-public partnerships that have existed to mount successful campaigns against, you know, in this case, kind of to bring vaccines to the most vulnerable of populations. And so the idea of collaboration, you know, between the private, between the public sectors. Now, one thing that is usually missing from that is, you know, civic society. And what is the role of civic society playing into this kind of fold of meeting these challenges and overcoming them? And so I think that that's a really beautiful campaign where civil society can become part of this, usually bilateral agreements where it's public and private, but now, you know, the people themselves can become empowered and the people can see and understand these statistics of, for example, the 4.5 million people who will be, who will have kind of their deaths caused by not just COVID, but also pneumonia. And so when you see yourself as a citizen of the world, of course, also of Australia, but as a citizen of the world, do you feel that there is a sense of duty that is shared amongst us in order to tackle this? Or is it just the problem of the few and not the many?
Well, I'm a citizen of Australia. I'm also a citizen of America, proud American. So also I do consider myself a global citizen. And I think increasingly this is the way it will be. If you talk to young people, including many in your amazing network, young people are very comfortable carrying multiple identities. You might have your national identity, you might have a gender identity, you'll have sometimes a cultural identity, and very comfortable being a global citizen as well. So uh-huh. young people don't feel they need to choose. All of these things can be compatible with each other. And I think increasingly this is the way it will be. We will have national identities and global identities. And I think that's a very healthy thing for the world, because the threats the world now is facing are not national threats. They're global. Yeah. Climate change. I mean, it's a global threat. The pandemic has shown us that health is a global issue. It's really not a national issue anymore. And there's many other examples. So I think what we need now are things like Generations for Health that are multinational movements mm-hmm. that allow young people to voice these multiple identities. We've just had an election, a historic election in the United States, where record numbers of people voted and young yeah. people voted, and they really changed the outcome, young people. I personally am always looking for opportunities to bring young people's voices into decision-making, because things change. We've just had an example of that. Outcomes yeah. change, young people step up.
And the mobilization of people, right? I mean, the idea behind the campaign on World Pneumonia Day is to, put it at the forefront and for people to understand and become aware of this dangerous situation that we're almost letting go of, almost that is not occupying, not just, space in the international agendas, but also in our own personal lives. And so I really love the name of Every Breath Counts, right? And that it means also not leaving anyone behind. And so if you were to leave people with a message, at the end of this podcast, one that you feel unites people in order to join hands to really combat childhood pneumonia during this time, what would you say?
I would actually say, don't march to somebody else's narrative. Let me explain that.
Yes.
Young people... this is the most educated generation of young people anywhere in any country. And they can make their own decisions about what's important and what's not. You don't have to take for granted what's served up to you through media. With Every Breath Counts, we went back to the data. We went back and looked at good quality data for what is killing people and young people, and built our movement around the data. We didn't accept the narrative in global health that said these are the important issues and these are the things we will spend money on and these are the things we will fight for. Mm-hmm. We really went back. And what is data anyway? Data is just people. So data for me allows you to really understand what's really happening in the world rather yeah. than this filter that so much information is filtered now. Yeah. So I would encourage young people and movements like yours, when you're picking the issues to focus on, try and cut through all the noise and go back to the data and mm-hmm. craft your own narrative for what's important to young people. With Every Breath Counts, there's no question the leading threat to young people's lives is pneumonia, period. It's mm-hmm. more true now with COVID-19 than ever yeah. before. And build your health agenda should be built around the data for the biggest mm-hmm. threats. And the same in all the other areas that you choose to mobilize on. So don't accept other people's messaging or narrative or story. Build your own based on strong data about what's really happening out there to young people everywhere.
Wow. Well, that is quite inspiring. I'm probably going to go back and think about all of the different things that I really think about, prioritize in my life. And I think that that's really beautiful. For everybody, build your own narrative. You are hearing Lith Greenslade, who is the founder of Just Actions. Thank you.
Thanks, Rami.
And to all those listening, build your own narrative. Words spoken by Lith Greenslade. She's the founder and CEO of Just Actions. Well, that's it for today. And as always, stay safe and stay healthy.